This meeting is now in session. We begin our educational and discussion agenda with item one. This is not an action matter. It's the Judicial Branch Procurement California State Auditor March 2013 Audit Report. And I'll take it away, Kurt and John Judnick.
Thank you, Chief. This report was required by Public Contract Code Section 19210, and it required the six courts by statute to be authorized as part of a pilot to assess the implementation of the judicial branch contract law. There were six courts that were identified, too small, too medium, too large, Napa, Sutter, Stanislaus, Cielo, Orange, and Sacramento. The next slide. After that, these are just the demographics. I'm not going to belabor going through each of these points. Okay. And the following slide is just the number of transactions that were audited for each of the six courts that were identified. Additionally, the California State Auditor audited the Judicial Branch Contracting Manual version that was approved April 24th of 2012, as well as the AOC's semi-annual report to the legislature for the budget period January 1 through June 30th of 2012. And I'm going to turn it over to John now.
Thank you, Kurt. I'll quickly summarize at a high level the audit results. Generally, the audit by the California State Auditor was a very good audit, didn't disclose very much, and demonstrated good internal controls and compliance with state procurement manuals. On page 17 of that report, which I've extracted here on this slide, you can see the results by the six courts in terms of the first column is the local contracting manual. Second column is the effectiveness of the purchasing approval process. Third column is the bidding process of the courts. And the last column discusses controls over goods receipts and the issuing of payments. The three stars, especially in the last column, indicate strong practices. There are no weak practices, as noted in this report. The results by court, and I've got on the next two slides the page numbers of each of the six courts. In general, they found one out of four, one out of 16, or one out of nine in the three courts as listed there. There's very few exceptions in their report. It's focused really on documentation of some of those procurements. For Sutter, Yellow, on pages 22 and 23, again, documentation issues concerning procurement, none issued concerning the procurement. And for Orange Superior Court, there was no issues as identified in the report. AOC,
the... Oh,
Alan's not saying a word right now. For the AOC, the review of the Judicial Branch Contracting Manual itself, which took an extreme amount of time by many people to produce, disclosed just a couple of areas that will be discussed with the California Technology Agency, review and evaluated, and then we will be coming back to the Council later on this year to discuss with Council potential changes that will be recommended to the contracting manual. The semi-annual report was indicated to contain inaccurate information. Thus, that information contained blank spaces for descriptions of procurement and didn't result in any particular issues of note. The recommendations, I've got eight listed here, which correspond to the issues on the individual court audits and the AOC. It's basically to revise your procedures and update your procedures in a couple of areas, which the AOC has corrected programming issues, and each of the courts, as listed here, have addressed the issues that were identified in their audit report. Again, to summarize at a high level, the audit report didn't disclose that there were very many practices that were not being performed improperly by the courts.
Are there any questions?
Boy. I guess just one question. In any of those that dealt with the AOC, you've looked into, you've responded to them, and they're being corrected.
Yes.
That's true. We also took the opportunity really quickly. The first report covered a three-month period, and this was actually the second report, which covered a six-month period. After the three-month report, we tried to get input from the California State Auditor with regard to those reports, and we received no feedback whatsoever.
So we've corrected the programming issues as identified, and the other issues we're coming back to Council with recommendations later this year for changes for the contract.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate that.